stressed out. You know, there's just so much division and hatred, and it seems to be unorganic, fabricated by some state agencies, and it stresses me out. But the reason I'm stressed out is because I'm leaving my spiritual principles of live and let live, not remembering that God is ultimately in control of everything. That's my belief. And I forget that. I get this daily reprieve based on my spirituality of praying and whatnot. And going on Twitter the last month.
You mean X?
I like to call it Twitter because that's what it is. That you can label it whatever you want.
I'm just saying what they say. They're saying it's X. They're saying that it's the cross. They're saying that it's the Tav, the 22. You know, just saying.
Yeah, the X is very important. It's a sideways cross, right? These symbols which control the simulacrum get hijacked. You could see this with the rise of the third realm, where they took a ancient symbol and then turned it to the side. So it's just rebranding and stuff, but the X is huge. You got the X Club, the year of the, we're in the year of the X right now.
Yeah, X is everything, right? X this, X that. A lot of people are, you know, did you see the stuff about Hurricane Beryl? Where, you know, the eclipse that made the X over the United States, the Great American Eclipses, and we talked a lot about this, where they cross-sected in Little Egypt, for those that don't know. It's a very symbolic, very prophetic place. A lot of people are like, oh, Beryl, it was going along the ecliptical path. Everybody is looking for something. People are hungry to know more. The problem is, it seems on social media, and this is why we're talking today, everybody's so divided and so hateful, and there's so much prejudice I see, and it's really disturbing to me. One of the things, by the way, welcome to the show, Alex. This is Alex Dona. He's like, you know, my friend. He's an amazing YouTuber. He's been doing this forever. Probably everybody who's watching right now is already subscribed to you, but they should if they aren't.
Well, thank you for having me on. Yeah. Jacob Israel, the Top Meatball Show. I'm so grateful to be here. And please smash that like button. Share this video out. It really does support the algorithm of us getting our content, which is very, I would say, not popular right now because it's not going into the divisive politics. That's what gets promoted is beefs and whatnot like that. And you know what? Staying on that straight and narrow, staying vigilant and sober and whatnot. Right. That's not popular. It's not a
love
popular
is not.
Thing.
But listen, I mean, this is what, you know, scriptures has said from a long time, that, you know, men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, blasphemers, proud. In the last days, this is it. This is it. You know, ironically, I've been what I do. And what people don't know behind the scenes is that, you know, I reached out to you and you were telling me that, you know, X was really getting under your skin because you're Jewish. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. And I'm aware of my emotional state because that is the number one plan of the algorithms. The algorithms are there to hijack the amygdala, to remove us from the prefrontal cortex. This is what a salesman does, or even a pimp. They do that to they put you in fear, they troll, and I'm aware of that in my sobriety of how I'm feeling. It could be because I'm Jewish and I'm understand my imprinting in my belief systems that I get triggered, and I'm aware of that. So I say, okay, I'm getting triggered. Why am I getting triggered? Ask these questions. What's going on internally with me? And that's kind of where I'm at, is like, why am I getting so triggered? So I go back to me, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, you know, if everybody went back to themselves, I think things would be a lot better. You mentioned your sobriety. How long have you been sober?
9 years. But you know what? Tomorrow I might relapse. It's seriously just one day at a time, and it has nothing to do with me at all. It's I pray to God, and God did it. I took action.
Do you feel like the stuff that you're seeing online is like driving you closer and closer to wanting to be I don't know. I think you're good, man. You're really a great role model for a lot of people. I don't think people realize, you know, what you're an inspiration to me. You're one of the reasons why I don't drink as much Pinot as I used to. You know, you're a role model. And and so it bummed me out when I heard that, you know, you're not on X as much because you don't feel like it's a safe place. But you also said you like the fact that you saw me like going into battle. Like, I'm not even Jewish and I'm trying to get into every nook and cranny. Just to help people. Even my last video was about what the, you know, because they say this thing, oh, the Jews, they're the synagogue of Satan. And it's not, not actually what the scripture says. The scripture says very clearly, they say they are Jews, but they are not Jews. They are of the synagogue of Satan. They're like operatives that were brought in to subvert the faith, to turn everybody against each other. They're the ones that killed Christ. The liars are the ones, because Satan is a liar. He's the father of all lies. The liars are the ones that are the synagogue of Satan that come in. And there's so many people in the name of Christ that are preaching such hate, such division. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing, of course.
There's nothing wrong with questioning institutions. I'm always questioning institutions. Absolutely. These institutions, especially religious institutions, corrupt, and I have no problem with that at all. My where I start questioning is you're bringing up one institution but leaving out all the other ones that are absolutely corrupt as well, which makes me think, oh, you know what, there might be something going on here that is state funded. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, you know, a divided house falls. And if you're going to try to, you know, if you're going to try to keep control of everybody, you can't have everybody unite against you, especially if what you're doing is to benefit yourself financially. You know, if you're, if your bread and butter is to control people, you got to keep them at odds with each other, because at some point they're going to wake up and they're going to realize, you know what, I shouldn't be paying, you know, $20 for 18 eggs in New York. You know what I mean? It's like at some point you start to realize there's something else going on, but this hate, this division that I see.
And there's a reason for it. And like, I'm biased because, you know, my imprinting, biased, but everybody's biased. Everybody is biased by their imprinting, which you cannot change. It's different than brainwashing. And I think that there could be a lot of different scenarios happening right now. You were talking about something about silencing. Like, it seems to me that everybody is on this platform and it's all being documented and it is all going into these different digital silos, and other people are being manipulated because the feed will put stuff that you don't want to see. And I know I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. You're not. They put a lot of stuff in front of my eyes that I don't want to see either.
Yes. So we are being manipulated. I don't even think by what we're told it is. I think that this is a total setup for a sort of new lockdown to take place because we are in the election year. So if a tragic event just happens, an October surprise, it could all be blamed on certain groups on Twitter. You know what I mean? It could be a total setup for lockdowns.
This is interesting because I put a post out on X where I said, you know, back there's a story in the Bible of this the guy that God said to the prophet, go and tell this dude, his name's Jehu, you know, we want you to be king. And because the country got so corrupt, everything got so messed up that they needed this guy, Jehu. He wasn't a great guy. He was like a businessman. He was like, he had his own army. He wasn't great. You know, he wasn't like a great godly person. But, you know, when behind the scenes they were saying, we want you to be the next leader, he came in and he made it out like he wanted everybody to come. Come on in. Come on in. You know, we're going to have a big celebration. We want you all to just share your beliefs on the Lord Baal, because they were all into Baal worship. So it was kind of like they opened the platform for every kind of hate, every kind of idolatrous belief, so that when everybody was there and they had their free speech, they knew who to just get rid of. I think this whole thing with X right now, I think what you're seeing, I think it's like a honeypot. I think it's like it's a trap. And I believe that it's more like there's something that's behind the scenes. Like, I believe very much that there's a God that's in control, but I believe there's something behind the scenes that is orchestrating this, where people are starting to feel so comfortable. You should see the things. I'm not even Jewish, but Jacob Israel and, you know, big nose, that'll get you something, right? So a lot of people, you should see the hate and the anti-Semitism that I see, the pictures they send me. And I think, I'm Italian and Irish, you meatball. You know, it's like, what are you doing? What are you saying these things for? But I feel like, what if they've opened the gates to all this stuff, so that all of the offenders can be very, very well documented, because all that data is being sucked in by the most powerful AI. And who's to say?
Yeah.
You know, who's to say that there isn't going to be that moment, that Jehu moment, where all the prophets of Baal are just gone? You know, we'll never hear from these people again on social media. I cannot see this continuing, and I'm not for censorship. But I think that this is what the overall thrust is. I think that it's kind of like, we're going to give you enough rope to hang yourself, you know, like they did with Haman when it came to Esther. They, you know, we wanted Esther dead. You wanted all the Jews dead. What happens? You end up hanging in the gallows. And I think that spiritually, that's the day that we're in. Because really, there in Christ, there is no Jew. There is no Gentile. There is no male. There is no female. There's no black. There's no white. We're all one in Christ, you know? And wow. So I don't want you to feel like people need you. They need people that are encouraging. I don't think people realize how encouraging you really are. You know, like you really are a good guy.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's I love watching your channel because I get to learn about the scriptures. I get to learn about the Bible, and you put these stories and I learn from it, like Jehu and whatnot. So everybody, please go subscribe to Jacob Israel channel and smash that like button.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm totally pro free speech. We need it. But I know that there is a different situation happening now. There's a reason why only this one place is being allowed in the way the algorithm feeds into it. Plus the narcissistic neophyte type influencers is what I called it. So Neophyte means new to something, new to a religion. And you see all these top influencers were not around.
I know.
Lockdowns. When it was absolutely important for them to speak up, they were not around. They're all new to different like religious places. And also
Candace Owens, Russell Brand, yes, all of them.
Standing on the checkerboard floor, yep. Candace Owens, Russell Brand with the 33 tattoo. Right. The list goes on and on with secret society, secret oath symbolism happening. Ben Shapiro fired Candace Owens on 322. And you could see there's a hidden hand of secret societies that use religion as camouflage.
Yes.
We think that all these people are part of different religious sects, but no, they're all probably part of some sects that you could trace back these ancient bloodlines, these ancient cults that still sit at the UN today. You got all, and so I am absolutely looking into all this, and I know it's a setup, and I'm totally pro free speech, especially with all the Middle East stuff going on. There needs to be free speech. But the thing is that in politics, nothing happens by accident, and never let a good crisis go to waste. When we were all locked down, the AI algorithms, which were around, which wasn't released until after the 19, which is 1-9.
Yeah, weird.
That studied America as a petri dish. Twitter was able to predict civil unrest quicker than the police can. And this is ancient knowledge of the Twitter space. Not to mention Jack Dorsey's first tweet was on 322 as well. So you could see the symbolism there. But we were all studied like a petri dish during the lockdowns. And then after the lockdowns, when everybody was all peaceful and at home together, and none of these influencers were speaking out about it, once it all opened back up in 2022, they all became big. And it seems they're moving people in a direction. That is the difference between misinformation and disinformation, is that disinformation leads you into an action or a vote or a direction. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, you know, it's everything that you're saying. It's like I'm thinking of all of these influencers. Like I saw today, Jones AJ, he was reposting something Andrew Tate had said, and he's like, this is absolutely true. And I'm thinking, this guy's a pimp. This guy said that his dad was in the three-letter organization. This guy is like, he's made people worse spiritually, emotionally. He's, you know, this is the undermining of society. And I look at all of these big influencers, and now they're doing it in the name of God. And it's just, it's blowing my mind. So I did a space, you know, this guy, Shepherd is his name. He kind of, I don't want to say like caters to that type of crowd where it's like, you know, if you're Jewish, you're a problem, but there's a lot of people that are in there. And for whatever reason, I see this. So I find a way to kind of just mosey on in. And there was a an influencer named Lily, and she's the one that, you know, said the N word, and she was saying, you know, the maggot word with the F, and she's like known for being like, stop being a bunch of little, you know, BITCHs, and she's, you know, really just very rough around the edges and very, very, you know, sounds very, very prejudiced and very. So I had a chance to talk to her, and I did. And, you know, what I said to her was, because, you know, it was funny because Shepherd said, I think she's a psyop. Because, you know, all these people that become like these firebrands where all of a sudden they're reaching millions of people out of nowhere. Like, oh, you went online? This is the first video you did? Oh, and all of a sudden, you know, you went on a plane and all of a sudden you're pointing at, and now you're a huge influencer? You know, all of these things? At some point, people have to question, why is the algorithm showing me this? You know, what is the driving force behind it? Usually it's the mess with you.
A little bit of insight. Now, would you consider yourself to be maybe like a Christian or something?
Yes, I am a very poor example of a Christian, but a Christian nonetheless.
Okay, now do you want to be a better example?
Yes.
Okay, let me give me an example of how you could do that. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Let only things that are uplifting and things that are going to embolden people to be kind, to be gentle, to be wise, to love, to forgive your enemies, you know, to, if they slap you on the face, you don't slap them back, you turn the other cheek. If you want to be a better Christian, and I mean, you could say that I'm a Christian, right? I've been baptized and everything else, but I'm kind of like, I made a covenant with God. This is my thing. And I talk to people in all world religions, and unfortunately, the world is so sick right now that a single mom doing her best probably could do a little bit better with her words if she's influencing people, because you become an example, not just to your child. I doubt you're going to call your child a little bitch. Maybe you will. But I think that you probably want your child to grow up to be loved and to be understood, because, you know, intolerance just breeds more intolerance. You're not doing any good in the world, Lily, right now. I want you to know that, because that is 100% the truth. But you have a platform where you can. So my question is, you want to be a better, say, Christian. That's your goal. Would you maybe want to rethink your approach? It may not get you as many followers, that's for sure. But I mean, like, what matters to you? Is it a following, or is it making the world a better place for your child?
It's about making the world a better place for my child, obviously.
Because, you know, I mean, I look at my analytics on YouTube. 90% of the people that are watching my videos are subscribers. 90%. Right? And not 90% of my subscribers, because a lot of my subscribers were like, where have you been, Jacob? I haven't seen a video of yours forever, and I love your videos. And I'm like, I do a video like almost every day. It's just, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
how does the system coming against you and coming against me, how does that make any sense when you have people that are preaching absolutely?
I'll tell you what it is. It's because because if you're preaching unity, divided we stand. Yeah, if you preach that, then you're absolutely not going to be in the algorithm. The monetized terror is what I like to call it. That's why I am, I think, a threat, because I want more like love out there, or acceptance, right, and whatnot. And I learned that through the way Jesus lived his life as well, through in my sobriety journey.
Love others.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I learned, and I'm still learning today.
We all are.
And also, with that push of all these top influencers, that you got all the mainstream media pundits, mainstream media. I mean, and if you think, and when I say mainstream media, I'm talking about CNN, Fox News, Joe Rogan, even Alex Jones. And I, that's not a diss. It's not a diss to Alex at all.
He
gets more views than CNN. So that makes it mainstream. The number one Googled man in the world, Andrew Tate, that's the number one man in the world Googled. And I'm not attacking people. I believe in free speech. I believe that they should be doing this. But there's something happening that's not organic, and it is the divide. And a lot of people don't even understand the founding of this country.
Right.
They've never read people like Thomas Paine, which goes kind of against a religious, tyrannical type system. So that people don't even understand the history of America, which was all founded by secret society members and whatnot.
Do you know a lot about Project, 2025?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Basically, they liken it to something that you and I have been talking about for a long time, which is that Handmaid's Tale is the future. It's basically going to be more like a I don't even want to say a theocracy, because I don't believe that it's based on, you know, the truth of God. I would say it's, you know, Rome is kind of like taken over again. The Vatican's taken over again. There's this big push towards all of this. I mean, you look at Captain America, the new movie that's out right now. Red Hulk is trending at number one. Marvel, Winter Soldier, you know, so like right now it's very much in the X ethosphere, which is the word Brave New World, because the next Marvel movie is, you know, it's like Big Brother is watching. It's you know, Captain America coming in, and it's Brave New World. It's really just we're going into such a time that I don't think people realize that they're going to be cheering something that's going to really take their rights away.
Finds out, but. But yeah, all these movies are predictive programming. And we're coming up onto the 33rd Summer Olympics with 33 hurricanes in the year of the dragon, which ends on 1/28, January 28th. Picture this stuff. But we're in the year of the dragon right now. There was just this huge dragon in the new Rome, right? New York. Part of Rome. It's the New York. It's the new Rome. And the dragon that they put up on top of that, we're in the year of the dragon. The last time we were in the year of the dragon was 2012. And if you remember the Olympics during 2012, the bads and the satanic symbolism. So me and Jacob, we're going to be decoding that for sure.
Yeah, we're going to do everybody has reached out to me, and I told you this. A lot of people were like, you have to do, because we did like a breakdown of something just recently, which was really the Super Bowl. We've done a couple of breakdowns. I think, honestly, you're one of the greatest that I've met online. Code breakers, like, you know, you're just like me. You're just somebody who's like, I want to figure out what this means. Let's look a little bit, dig a little deeper and see where it brings us. And I can't wait for the Olympics. There's a lot going on in France right now, which is really scary. They just brought in some, you know, other areas. I don't know what country it was, but they were showing footage of all of these like armored vehicles that are now patrolling the streets of France. And I think there's a connection to Saudi Arabia somehow, the kingdom. I don't know how it is, but it's really spooky. Because France is a mess. It's a hot mess after what just happened.
Well, the French connection is huge, going back to secret societies, the Freemasonry, Knights of Malta. The French connection runs deep in the mafia and stuff like that. So watching France is something to study in history for sure. In the French Revolution, for example, these revolutions that kick off might have a grassroots founding where it starts off good, but then they get hijacked and it turns into the Reign of Terror. So like everything that's happening now, I am super sketched out about. But right. The Olympics happening, if you look at the Economist magazine in 2012, it's right. The world in hell. That's what they titled it.
I know.
There's the two
paragliders.
Paragliders, which was showing us what was going to happen, I think, in the year of the dragon. So now I think that these Economist magazines are showing you what's going to happen in that Chinese year.
Yeah.
And the year of the dragon ends on 128. There's this 128 code, which is ridiculous. The towers collapsed at 1028. You always remove the zero in numerology.
Gotcha.
Even the whole Q thing, that was created us on 1028.
Really?
The bridge collapses at 128 when Joe Biden was there talking about the infrastructure. The other bridge collapsed this year at 1:28 a.m. Leave the World Behind was released on 12/8. This is a code.
Weird.
And the Dow Jones is celebrating its 1:28 year right now. So I'm looking out for the Dow collapse through this number, through these different moon cycles and whatnot. There's a lot on the agenda. And I think that it's really not for me and you to be worried about. I think it's for the youth. The youth is being set up to be fighters for this future war, which will be all on a PlayStation controller.
It's true. You know, the things that I'm seeing with these drones, out of control. I saw some footage today of these drones that were in a forest, and they were like navigating the forest, like nothing. And you know, all the video footage, I don't even want to get into the stuff that's going on. It's like, it's horrible. How now we're really taking people out of the realm of what it really means to take somebody's life. You know, if you're doing it from a computer controller, you know, what's the difference? You've been programmed to think, oh, it's just, you know, enemy combatant. It's not a real person. They don't have family. They don't have. I wish that I could do more to get people to, you know, wake up to this. But I think that I feel like God's doing something in the world. And I feel like there may be some cataclysmic event, not in a way like the whole world gets destroyed, but something that kind of wakes everybody up to the fact that we have to come together as a people. I don't know what that means, but I feel like we have that moment coming between now and, you know, it's one of those things. But listen, you know, having you on here, this is something I asked you to do because this is the first time I've ever done this before. I'm running out of time because I didn't pay for the, you know, whatever it is that I have to pay for. But
anything over an hour is manipulation, in my opinion. So 1 hour is perfect.
I just, you know, I just wanted to have a conversation with you. I think that the world needs to be a better place. I think that, you know, you're doing good work. And and I hope that people enjoyed this little conversation. I'm going to start doing more of these. And I'd like to have you on when I have a little more preparation behind it. Besides, hey, will you help me figure out how to do this? Because just so you know, he was helping me figure this out. So I hope it works.
Yeah. Well, it's all going to work out just fine. Everything will fall into place the way it's supposed to
fall. It always does.
And yeah, it's good. It's good.
All right, brother. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody check him out. Subscribe to Alex Donut's channel. You see the link will be in the description. And make sure you get some of your merch. Ask for the truth, no matter what the cost. It helps me out. I love each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you soon.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling